Hey world, this is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks. What's going on, guys? How are you today? I hope everybody is well. In this episode, I'm going to be getting a little more personal because it is the month of March, and within this month, there are three dates within this month that's just dark for me, very dark for me. Back a few years ago in the early 2000s, my younger sister, she was murdered. And at the time she was 24 years old. Her name is Ebony. And it is a very difficult hurdle to get through something like that. I mean, it's enough if, God forbid, somebody is sick and dying, where you have the leading events to coming up to what's going on. But when you go through a situation like my family and I went through, where my sister walked out the door simply and to never return, that's another type of traumatic situation to deal with. I'm not trying to downplay, you know, when people get sick and dying. I'm not trying to downplay that at all. But going through a situation, as I said, when someone walks out the door and that's it, no goodbye, nothing. That's what happened with her. Saw her 45 minutes before she was killed. And then that was it. The next time I saw her in her casket. It has been one hell of a struggle. It is a burden that you carry in your heart, you carry in your mind. And I can only say to anyone that has experienced this or experienced anything that is so dark and deep, try to talk to somebody. Really, try to talk to somebody. I did not talk to anybody until recently in 2019. I started talking to someone. The chain of events that go on in your body, in your mind, I was able to, you know, go to work and function and do everything at home and function as normal. But there were a lot of things internally going on inside of me. And it started to show up within my body, like getting sick, things just happening to my body that I could not explain. And finally, I had to come to terms, you know, last year that I need to see someone because I haven't dealt with grieving my sister's death at all. Like, it has been so painful. And it was just too painful to talk about, to think about, just looking around at how my other family members were taking on what happened, and just trying to come to realization of what really occurred. Like, I was very protective, overprotective with my baby sister. I mean, you know, she was my first sibling. I have another sister and I have another brother, but she was my first sibling. I'm the oldest. And it is like, wow, we're like a year apart, maybe a little under a year, like from the very beginning. So to go through that type of traumatic separation, it takes a toll on you. You try your best to do what you can and to be normal. I try my best to be as strong as possible because of seeing what my mother was going through and seeing what my other siblings were going through. And I just went on like a robot, basically. I didn't deal with it. the nightmares that were gone. It's just a lot of things that were gone, you know. Sometimes I would hear certain things and it would trigger me. I could be out driving on the road and I would just have to pull over, feel myself freezing up because of just memories popping up in my head. And when you get to court, when you get to court, my God have mercy, I don't know what you're thinking, but when you get to court, because we had to go through trial and everything about what happened with my sister, when you see pictures and hear audio recordings of everything, it's like the whole world is coming down on you at that point. You do not know what to do. I remember sitting in the court with my husband, and I remember him walking me out into the hallway. Your mind is beyond warped at that point, because I saw photos that I can't get out of my head to this day. I heard audio that I can't get out of my head to this day. So I'm just saying this, that anyone out there that has gone through something severely traumatic, depression, any type of mental health things going on with you, please speak to someone, because it's worth it. And if you do believe in God, you know, please pray then. And, you know, also see about speaking to someone, because it will definitely be needed. I thought I could go on and on and on without, you know, speaking to someone. But it took a toll on me. And I thank God that I was able to finally, you know, get a grasp of some things, because it's been something. It has been something. Excuse me. But a lot of people don't understand that with grief, there are a lot of layers to it. There's just not the funeral, the sadness, the crying, the depression, there's the anger, the rage, fear, lots of phobias come in. I mean, lots of phobias. You tend to be more overprotective beyond. Like, I'm that way with my son. Like, it's just, I'm still trying to get a grasp on that. Because as he gets older, you know, I want to make sure that he's good too. But the phobias, they really take over because of experiencing something like that. It's like, oh my God, what can I do to try to prevent this from happening again? It's just like your mind is going on 1 million all the time. Like, you know, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And to see the family dynamic change so much from it, seeing the effects of, you know, what people go through and how they feel, it impacted me so much to be sure that also as a healthcare worker, that while I'm at work, I try to instill in myself every day and into my patients compassion and empathy to the highest level, because I always say I don't want anyone else to go through what I go through every day. Because like I said, with grieving and losing a loved one, it is something very severe. You are not the same person that you were prior to, and you will never be. You have to come to terms to that. You will never be. It changes you. It makes a very big change within you. It definitely changes you. I'm telling you, you experience a lot. You experience a lot. And if anything, if it doesn't show you how to have more compassion and empathy towards other people, I don't know what else will. Because if you look in someone else's shoes and you think about it, as one of my friends referred to me, she said, when she knew about what happened with my sister, you know, you think about it as like a nightmare. You're having your worst nightmare and you wake up and it's like, oh my God, like, what was that? The best way to describe this is as being living in your actual nightmare. But the only thing about it is when you wake up, you're still in it. And you keep waking up and you're still in it. And you keep waking up and you're still in it. You can't escape it. It's like you're in a big maze. So that's why I also speak about compassion and empathy, because some people need to step into other people's shoes mentally, sometimes emotionally, just to see what, or imagine somewhat as much as they can, of what someone else is going through, because you really truly don't know. I mean, a lot of people did not know certain things that were going on with me because I did not voice my opinion about it. I chose not to speak about it because, as I said, it was too painful to adjust to just dealing with my sister's death. But then to start speaking about it, the more I spoke about it back then, even up to recently, it was like it was more real. And I just didn't want to deal with it. Excuse me. I still don't want to deal with it. But I know I have to deal with it because I want to be sure that I pass down strong, healthy beliefs and values to my son. And I want him to see that he has a strong mom. You know, I thank God that my husband's been very helpful, very patient, because he, at that time, was my fiance. So we got to see all this stuff from from the very beginning. He had to go through this experience. It's been something. Like, my sister, I still, to this day, I still can't fathom and believe that she is actually gone. Let's just put it that way. It is disturbing. Very disturbing. I still can't believe it. I try to put it out my head that she is actually gone. So, as I said to you, you know, anybody out there, if you're feeling that way, just, you know, talk to someone, because it's a long road, a long, long road, but you'll get through it. You know, you will have good days and you will have bad days. And for me, as I said, for the month of March, like I said, there are 3 dates within this month that makes me just like, ugh. The date that she died, the day of her funeral, and the day that she was cremated. Those 3 dates, they disturb me so much. So just sometimes when I see the word March, I'm like, oh my God, okay. I can deal with a lot of dates. But when I see those dates within this month, it's like, oh God, here we go. It's like the reminder again. So the anniversary of it. Whew. Took a lot for me to talk about this, because, as I said, I wasn't talking about this to a lot of people. So this will not only be going out to friends and families hearing about this, but all over the world. And I hope that I can be of some type of help to someone, that yes, it is painful, but you will get through it. You will definitely get through it. And just keep the good memories in your heart. But you will definitely get through it. Remember to be kind. It is free. And I thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. And we'll be talking soon. This is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks. You're tuning in to another episode of Nikish Speaks. It's Monday, guys. How are you doing out there? How's everybody feeling? I hope everybody is safe and remaining healthy and following rules and regulations to keep yourself healthy and your family. Monday. The acronym is Money Overflowing, New Opportunities, Dreams That Are Attainable. Yes to all things that are good. Put that into your Monday. and every day of the week to bring forth these positive things for your life. Monday. Such a beautiful acronym, because Monday is the most dreaded day of the week. So sometimes you got to take it and flip it around a little bit. We got to better ourselves regardless of how it seems. Just because it seems to be complacent and dark, it's up to you to take that and turn it around. We all have that opportunity every single day, and we must do that. On another note, I was talking about my sister Ebony in the previous episode, and as I was saying, you know, March is kind of a dark month for me. However, I refuse to let that be my downfall. I refuse to let what happened with my sister destroy me. If anything, I'm going to take everything in my power to be sure that every single person under the sound of my voice knows her name, knows who she is, and will know her story. And also, I hope that someone out there that is listening, that is going through the grieving process, because there is no time frame on the grieving process at all. I don't care what anybody tells you. They'll tell you, oh, you know, time will heal. As the years go by, you know, it makes it a lot easier. No, time does not heal. You just learn how to adjust from day by day of going through your situation. But you will supersede everything that goes on around you, no matter what. It's a dark situation, but you will definitely supersede it. You will get through it no matter what. And always remember that that loved one on the other side, you know, they're there, they're happy, they're looking down on you, and one day you'll be with them soon. And you just need to carry out what you need to carry out for yourself. And along with doing things for yourself, do some things that maybe you know that your loved one would have wanted you to do together. Or maybe some things they want to do that you know that they now can't do. You move forth and you do it for them. Because that's what I chose to do. Everything that my sister can't do now, I'm taking step forward. She's alive and breathing in me, in my body, because she's half of me. And I'm doing it for her. I'm doing it in her honor. Ebony will always be remembered, loved, always. So take that with you when you're thinking about your loved one that you've lost, or loved ones. Remember to be kind. It is free. Tune into the next episode, guys. I thank you.